Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Hit it, Frank!
Everybody, and welcome to another episode of Broad Motherfucking Topics. I'm your host, Kim Congdon, here with my co-host,
Alex Scarlato. Hi, everybody. We're here today with the most specialist guest.
We're so excited to have this guy. We've been wanting him on our podcast forever.
Who's, thanks for adding in on your podcast. what? who was the last most specialist guest?
It was a while back.
Maybe Soder, a rapper.
Oh,
Soder.
Okay.
Soder. No, why'd you say a rapper?
You're wanted.
No,
you're...
while back sounds like a rapper.
Oh,
like, I'm not familiar with his work.
Yeah, no, you hear his voice. It's Ari Shaffir, everybody.
Nice. Well, you give me something to strive for to outview Dan Soder.
Yeah. No, there's a few.
You could outview Mark Norman for us.
Ooh.
He's got a lot.
Well, okay. Why'd you say all fuck? It's not possible?
He's bigger than me.
It's no. No, it's guy. I guess we have to make it a competition. It's it's subscriber November.
You know what, Ari? We'll owe you one.
You get a tote
if you
bag.
Outnumber him.
Okay. How old are his numbers?
What do you think? Like 45 or something? He did pretty big numbers.
That's sad, right? For you?
Us.
I have to push hard for that. It's not sad. It's like what I do sometimes.
Okay, good.
When Ari buzzed in, we thought for a minute that we made a mistake. He sounded
he buzzed in. Okay, so when you come into Gas Digital, you have to push an alarm, and then someone from inside Gas goes, "Who is it?" And then you say your name, and it says it on speaker in front of everyone, and then they buzz you in. And
Ari sounded like he was crying.
Yeah, we're so excited to have him. He's the best. And then you're like, and we're like, and I know it's a lot because we're a smaller podcast. And then we go, "Who is it?" And he goes, "Ari." We're like, no.
I was just waiting. I was like, sorry, come on. I should have the key by now.
I was like, hurry up, get him a coffee.
How's my hair? Is
it's
right?
Good. Are you ready for your big day tomorrow?
Ow. What's the big day?
Isn't it your holiday?
Are you Jewish enough to celebrate?
Oh, Yom Kippur.
Yeah, I thought it was on my birthday every year.
Well, it's the lunar calendar versus solar calendar, so it shifts up.
Okay.
The way Easter is not always on the same day.
Oh, okay.
Easter's always on the same day.
Is it?
It's always on Sunday.
It's always on Sunday.
Easter's Sunday.
But Easter Sunday shifts around.
Passover and Easter. Passover, the Passover Seder was the Easter last meal. And then those don't always line up anymore.
Interesting.
So what is Yom Kippur?
It's not a celebration holiday. It's a day of atonement. You got to pray for forgiveness for your sins.
Oh, it's sad.
Holiday.
It's a sad one. You're actually not supposed to say happy Yom Kippur.
Oh, no. You know,
yeah. I've been fucking up today, yeah. Dude.
Whoa, have I told every Jewish person I saw today to have the best yom they've had in years?
You, Kim, you should be like, I don't forgive you for what you've done. And that means it's like going in the books.
No.
Yeah, a lot of times they'll be like, do you forgive me for everything I've ever done to you? And they're like, yes, do you forgive me for everything I've ever done to you? Yes. And then it's like, sweet. But you're like, no.
If you say no, they're just punish themselves. Mm-hmm.
I always thought the Jews were like chiller with the guilt than Catholics were. Like, I thought the Catholics tried to guilt you into things more, but we
Jews
don't even have a sad holiday.
I've never seen guiltier looking people.
Oh, yeah. We've done stuff. It's probably a problem. It's not us. God. It's just God judging us, not each other.
Okay.
Yeah. But, I mean, whatever.
Yeah, sure.
So you just sit. You're
fat to fast. You can't eat.
I did bad things in my life.
You have to punish yourself.
Once a year, you punish yourself.
No, there's lots of fasts, but this one's a big one.
There's multiple days.
Yeah, I think it's like 15 fasts.
There's 15 punishment days?
Yeah, some of them are just like from like morning till night, but this one's from night till night.
Is it also like a we don't drive and we don't use electricity and we just fully punish ourselves?
Oh, there's more too. No celebrations.
Are you going to be soaking with your girlfriend?
Just soaking, just like sticking it in. Soaking is my favorite fucking term.
If you need us to come bounce on the bed for you,
dude,
we're
that's
good
what
Catholics.
We'll do for
that's,
you being
that's
a guest.
A loophole. So yeah. If you're soaking and then if they bounce, like it's not my fault.
Yeah,
that's what they do. That's what it is. Yeah. They have someone underneath the bed usually.
Really?
They do it in bunk
well because
beds.
they're like college students in dorms, so they have bunk beds. Yeah. So the roommate will be under there bouncing the bed from the bottom
in Salt Lake.
Yeah.
Wow. University of Utah.
If you need us to soak you, we really appreciate you being here today. So we'll soak away. We won't soak. We'll push with our legs.
Yeah. We'll push your soak.
That's not bad. I tried masturbating girl way once. You take the shower head, you know, the shower head, you take it down.
Can I tell you, that's the best thing in the world.
No, it's not.
Oh, difference of opinion.
Interesting.
I feel it like tickles me like a child.
No, because you're from LA where the water pressure fucking blows.
Oh, interesting.
New York,
yeah,
that's
the hard water.
It's
you get
dope.
The hard water.
Yeah, your clit's calloused.
It's wonderful.
Oh man, no, I mean I've heard the shower head. It didn't work for you?
It did work for me. You just put your dick like up and on your stomach. So like up and then you just rub it up and down, up and down, up and down until you fucking blow a load in your chest and wipe it right off.
What, with the same water?
With the same water.
You girl came with a shower head.
I did go cum.
That sounded awesome. I'm proud of you, dude.
Girl coming with a shower head.
That's gonna beat Norman.
that's gonna
beat Norman any day. He girl came in his own shower.
You can't do that in New York. There's no room to actually get out. You have to like be able to lie down.
Whoa.
There's no space. All the showers here are like feet up showers.
Was it good enough that you ever went back for seconds on the shower cum? Or was it a one-time thing?
No, I've done it a few times.
Yeah, because I was going to say, it's like telltale.
You think once a guy figures out how to come one way,
he's give up.
That's his one, he ghosts his own masturbation.
I mean, I already knew how to come, but it's a new way. No, I don't do it a lot, though. It was just like for a lark. It was fun. It's like fucking a fat chick. It's like, this would be cool.
it's like a good, fun, like side hobby for a day. It's like picking up a hobby, but grosser.
I would imagine it being better than fucking a fat chick. It's one form of masturbation that's better.
You're wrong.
No.
He's like, you've never fucked up.
I used to say that when I was a virgin. I'd be like, masturbation is the same as sex, you guys. And all my friends were like, you're an idiot.
Yeah, it's definitely different.
I'm like, an orgasm is an orgasm.
Guys would rather fuck a girl that they're barely attracted to than just masturbate. That's crazy. That's actually crazy. Because I would usually rather masturbate than have sex.
Guys would rather fuck a girl that they're barely attracted to than masturbate.
Yeah.
Yes. That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Especially if it's like, no, I'm not interested. And then they like touch your arm and you're like, fucking fine.
That's so crazy because that would just not do it for me.
No.
Everything
as soon as I'm not interested happens, it's done. For the most part. Right. Very rarely. Sometimes you're like, I'm not interested. And then when they change your mind, that's some crazy shit.
For sure.
That's some mind fuck
They
shit.
Change your mind?
Yeah. I've had that happen before. I've had a guy be mean to me for like 2 years and then ask me out on a date. And it was like shocked me. And then I was
didn't
like,
shock
I
you.
Guess.
It was the whole time he was working on you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
You want
I'm an
to
idiot.
Put you down.
They've been doing the same thing since I started dating. And every time I'm like, don't see it coming.
Negging.
It's the best.
Yeah. Keep these neggers out of my neighborhood.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
We can't have them.
Kim loves a negger.
I do.
For
I do.
Sure.
Yeah. I'll take a good neg.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Neggers do fuck harder, but like, but it doesn't leave you in a good place mentally, and your family says don't date them.
Oh, I can't keep this bit going.
It's already pretty borderline.
It's
you have to speak
bad.
Real clearly for that.
It's pretty bad.
Who would have thought of the two of you, fucking Alice got pregnant first?
That's crazy.
It's nuts.
It's shocking.
It's shocking.
Especially considering both of us were off birth control for most of our lives.
Wow. I'm about to get on birth control in 2 days for the first time.
Yeah, the word of warning. That's what you're saying. Yeah. Word of warning, Scarlatta.
When I got pregnant, that's what they call me. That's what everyone calls me these days. When I got pregnant, Kim was one of the first people I thought of thinking, I wonder how she's gone this long in her life without getting pregnant. It's crazy.
There's a lot of drugs. You probably were pregnant and just like outed it. Remember Katie?
Maybe a flushed one.
The store?
Yeah.
Not the waitress, the other one?
Yeah.
Are you about to out somebody's miscarriage?
No, she said she got pregnant. She said she got pregnant, didn't know what to do, went up to Ojai, did a bunch of acid, and came back not pregnant.
Oh, nice.
Acid abortions. They're still legal in almost every state. Actually, they're still illegal, but not as illegal.
Yeah, they're not as
They're pretty illegal, actually. Yeah.
The most chill abortion ever.
I guess acid abortions are illegal in every state.
Yeah.
An acid abortion is the funniest way to have an abortion.
It
you
really
laugh
is.
The whole time.
The whole time.
You laugh the baby out of you
uh-huh.
and cry at a waterfall.
Yeah, and then probably you can see stuff in the like the afterbirth that came out. You're like, whoa.
I also feel like it's like the baby's last moments are fucking trill as fuck, dude. Yeah. They're just
kind
dope.
Of a
dope
last moments. It's a humane way to abort.
If I could be like put to death by acid, I would like that. If they were had to euthanize me somehow.
Death by acid, yeah.
Yeah.
If you had to be put to death by any drug, it would be acid.
Heroin. I want to try it.
Well, heroin will work for sure.
Yeah, you want to try it.
But do you think it'll feel good to take too much of it?
No, you just do it. You just keep doing it until you're like dead.
I want death by DMT.
Oh, that's a tough
one. Wow. That sounds intense, dude.
Too much DMT. Just.
And then you're just like.
Then you kind of just stay there forever.
How about weed?
Yeah, no, you literally just go to heaven and then chill there forever.
So high. Yeah, no, I'm good on that. I'm good.
Nice
Thank
shirt,
you so
by the
much.
Way.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She was wearing this last Skank
Fest. I wore this for you.
Really?
Yeah, I wore this in honor of you in my mushroom shirt. I was thinking about how I feel about becoming a mom and still wearing all of my drug shirts because it's most of my wardrobe is drug
shirts. It's interesting.
Shirts.
You have to be a mom now.
Yeah, I have to be a mom and also maintain, you know, my...
Like, are you going to wear this out in public when you have a baby with
you? I think I will. It's.
You don't think that's okay?
No, it is. It's just I'm feeling the note shaking my head is like, I'm worried for you. Sounds like such a lame, awful life.
Having a baby?
Yeah.
Really? You don't want kids?
No, I had a vasectomy.
Wow. You for sure didn't want kids.
For sure. I paid a lot of money to make sure.
You were in pain to not have kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn. Well, that makes sense. That's very you because it doesn't seem... You like didn't have a phone and didn't want to be verified on Twitter. Like, you're like...
I was like a lot of...
A person who will leave everything behind and go to another country for 3 months, like,
you
can't
don't,
have a baby.
You don't actually... Yeah. Like, you genuinely, like... For me, a big part of comedy is like not getting attention as a kid and wanting attention for sure. And I know that. And it's like very ego. I love it, but a big part of it is my ego. I feel like you just love comedy without all of that.
Yeah, I love
comedy.
So I feel
like
the attention.
You don't have the ego of I want a child because I want to try to raise someone better than I was raised.
So dumb.
And that's part of my thing. I know it's dumb, but you kind of want to like give yourself a second chance through someone else. It's fucked up. But did you have good parents growing up?
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah, exactly.
You're fine. Yeah. I think a lot of people that had great parents shouldn't have kids.
Interesting.
You I had a great childhood
and I feel like I want to share that with somebody else now. Like all of my being upset as an adult has to do with like me not being as happy as I was as a child, not because I was so perfectly taken care of. And I would love to give another kid that
she
kind of
has
thing.
Care Bears on her bed right now. she's still fine. She's in a mushroom psychedelic fit.
It's nuts.
She's like,
it's
I just
fucking nuts.
Never got to chance. I grew up too fast.
What?
Dude.
You always wanted kids?
I always wanted kids. I'm an only child. When I was young, I thought I wanted like a huge family. And now that I'm actually pregnant, I'm like, I could be really happy with just one because it does seem like it's going to be a massive effort.
You'll say that until everyone stops giving you attention about a year in and then like no one really cares anymore. And then you'll be like, I want that attention again. And then you'll have another one.
You think so? You
That's
think
why
I'm,
they're always 2 years apart.
I'm in Kim's boat of like that need for attention.
But
yeah.
In a
to
mom
a certain
way.
Degree.
Yeah, Kim wouldn't really want kids if her name was Kim Kongstein. But Kim
what do you mean?
If you were Jewish and had a good fucking upbringing.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't want kids. Yeah, if I was like fine, I wouldn't want it. But now I'm like, I'll prove them all wrong. Watch. And I don't know why.
I'd be an absentee father.
You would?
I'd just run away.
You'd leave.
I'd dip. I'm like, I'm not even connected to it.
What? No, he wouldn't.
He'd send money. No?
I'd what?
I believe that you would send money.
No, I try to not.
Interesting. You know, I think really highly of you, honestly.
Yeah, I have to compartmentalize. So compartmentalize it all. Like, oh yeah, I guess I do have a kid.
Yeah.
But like, no.
You know who did that? Owen Wilson.
Sent money?
No, Owen Wilson had a love child. He has his own two. This is fucked up. He has his own two children, but he had a love child with someone else.
Yeah.
And the lady had a baby girl, and he literally paid this lady to never for neither of them to contact them ever again.
It was a one-time alimony.
A one-time thing, but he has a child from it, and he's raising his own family, like very active in
and
their life.
And he's like, here's $100,000, you have to go away.
Yeah,
or
to
a
the kid
or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, paid the kid.
The kid and the mom. And I never want to see either of you again. It's here's this much money.
Well, I kind of get it if it's your second family. It's like enough to
but
deal with
still.
One.
But yeah, the idea that like once you have a kid, it's all be different. You'll feel nothing but love for them. And it's like that's not proven true by stories like that.
Yes. In my head, I'm like, is it fake on the father's end or is it fake on both people's end? Because, you know, people are saying it's unconditional. I'm like, is it?
Is it, though?
Is it? Is it? If someone held a gun to a mother and a baby, would she choose herself?
Probably, Kim. Most, I think. Because then you do have to.
You think most?
Most would choose, like, kill me, let the kid go.
Yeah, most would choose themselves.
I think mothers, maybe. Fathers. Yeah. I'd be like,
hold on.
Give me more options. It's me and the kid. How about we trade two or three for one? Yeah. I know some people.
You have to negotiate.
Yeah.
What if we kill my wife instead?
Yeah.
The wife's like, wait, no, hold on. I had nothing to do with this.
Shut up, bitch. You're making this worse.
I love the...
Now your mom's dead, too.
You've seen this... I don't know where I saw the sketch, but the guy that breaks into the house and the mother has two children, and he, like... He's like
Sophie's Choice thing. Like
he's like pick one. Mm-hmm. He has a gun. He's like pick one. I'm gonna kill one. She's like I can. It's like dramatic. He's like pick one now. And he loads the gun. And she goes him. And then he just goes goodbye. And just like leaves. And the family's like sitting there.
Solid.
Having to deal with it.
Yeah.
That's pretty solid.
Yeah. I feel like I'd just choose the cuter kid.
I feel like
my favorite.
I hate
sweeter
to say
one.
This. If I have a boy and a girl.
The girl.
Boys out every time. I choose the girl.
Boys out every time. Wow. Girls, isn't the girl going to have a worse life, though?
I just feel like I would identify more with the girl. I would see more of myself in her.
That's transphobic, but okay.
I don't know what to say.
Are you calling her trans?
Yeah.
All right, you guys. Let's take a quick second and talk about one of my favorite companies out there. You guys know them. You love them. It's rockauto.com. I'm going to tell you a little bit about rockauto.com, the online store with every auto part at the best possible prices. This is your one-stop shop for everything auto parts. Rock Auto has been in business for over 20 years, and they make it easy to find the parts you need at the best possible prices. So no more talking to counter guys who need to order your parts, aren't really sure what you're looking for, never have quite what you need, and then after all the hassle, we'll still charge you storefront markups. At rockauto.com, you don't have to worry if you're like a girl who doesn't know anything about auto parts and thinks that she's going to get ripped off, because rockauto.com doesn't know the difference as to whether you know everything about auto parts or nothing at all. How cool is that? There you could easily find everything you need, whether you're a mechanic, an auto shop, somebody working on your own car, or a girl who knows nothing at all. Everyone has access to the same incredible pricing at rockauto.com. So if you're a car guy or girl right now, go to rockauto.com and check out all the parts available for your car. This is in the copy, I swear to God. It's the only reason I say it every week. You're going to have so much fun looking at car parts, which may or may not be true, but hey, they're there, they're cheap, affordable, it's great. So one more time, that's rockauto.com. There's no promo code needed as their pricing is already that good. But when you order, just let them know that you heard about them on Broad Topics podcast. They're probably going to be like, what's that? Anyways, rockauto.com. Let's get back into the show.
Okay. All right. So how many more Jewish holidays do you have to hit yourself for?
I'm not part of it.
Why don't you do it? You're very Jewish.
Yeah, but I'm out. I did it all and then I'm out. I covered it. I handled it.
You've been Jewish enough for long enough.
Yeah. I feel like I'm ahead.
You did more than you needed to. You went ahead with the homework.
God said, yeah, everybody exactly. Punish yourselves except Ari. He's clear.
So you're the Jew of all Jews, you're saying.
I can't believe my fucking arms up.
What's going on with
your
arms?
You've been working out?
You know what? I got to bring this up. The last time you, Sunday, when you didn't come on our podcast,
oh, yeah.
You gave us the gayest reason.
What? Oh, yeah. No, don't go into that. But like, I wasn't finalized. I've just been hit with a shitload of texts. And it was
Listen.
Like, I mean to get back to Harrington and I just didn't. But it was like,
I felt the vibes of a Sunday before.
I was like, Friday could work. But he read it as like Friday could work or Sunday could work. But I'm like, Sunday could work, but Tuesday's going to be better.
Right. It was an inflection.
Yeah. And then he was just, but it would have to be early. And then he goes, are you coming? I'm like, no.
No, obviously not.
No,
dude.
That wasn't done.
Fucking idiot. I'm not.
It's Sunday. It's the Lord's Day.
I'm really Jewish.
You're not Jewish anymore. Yeah.
He's like, I have to practice my Jew thing.
I have friends over. I was like, I'm not leaving for this.
So what's the most embarrassing thing you did as a young comic? As a young comic, do you think? Are there like things where you think about? Because like I have a few things that I hate that me and Sarah did an embarrassing thing one time where we tried to pitch our trailer to Judd Apatow like 10 years ago outside the Improv.
Oh, that's an interesting one.
That one's bad, right? And we brought him his own headphones and chair. So he had no reason to say no.
Oh.
You sat him down outside?
Yeah, we had to do a whole apology podcast for an hour, like really going into like how we... should have never done that.
Yeah. Did you talk to him about it?
No. He probably is like, these bitches are still trying to contact me. Yeah. It's been 10 years.
You should do another podcast with him. It'll be an hour too long.
Yeah, it's way too long.
Let me think. What's
like,
the,
were you ever like just like trying like?
I was pretty.
You were always chill and pranking people.
No, I mean I've done shit.
I feel like there's something about how like
I had a bad breakup with somebody.
Attitude of not caring helps. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was just so beaten down by the store that it's like. Anything bad happens, you're just like, whatever.
You don't care.
And also, like, you didn't try because you're like, I'm an outsider. You weren't at the store back then. It was like a bunch of losers. So, like, the idea that, like, oh, I can do something is like, no, you can't. You're at the store. Nope, none of you are doing anything.
It wasn't cool.
It was not cool. It was really? It was cool for us because we were like, we're outsiders. We took some pride in it. But no, nobody was at the shows. No industry would ever come. My agent came because he was like, I thought, because he grew up in California, he was like, I thought the comedy store was cool. And like, you're. Because your dad told you it was cool.
Yeah, because it was cool when 70s he was and 80s. Here.
Yeah, exactly.
When it was Ciro's or whatever mm-hmm. it's called.
And then he just found a bunch of, it's like nobody's representing any of these people. It's like Diaz, me, Brenna Zisi was in year two of the league and couldn't find a fucking PA agent.
What year was this?
1978, 79. Feature to it. It was like 2003, 4, 5, 6.
Okay.
That 7, 8.
I got there 2010. Or 11.
Yeah.
And
yeah, it was just like loose.
And everybody was saying it was just getting different when I got there.
I think that's right about when I moved here. Was Tommy still there?
That's when Tommy, when I got there, Tommy was there for like a year and a half. And then Adam took over.
Yeah, that's when it shifted hard.
Yeah. that was crazy because then like the store was like fun. Like it was fun when I got there. But when Adam took over, then it was like. They had the Turn Up Tuesdays, remember Crack 'em Up Tuesdays, Rogan was back, and it was just like, it was a party like every night of the week.
I didn't like it nearly as much as the early days.
It was more fun before.
I thought it was way lamer. Yeah, we'd be like fucking in the back. There'd be moments where every room somebody's fucking. Like the back of the main room.
It still smells in there.
Up there. Yeah. Dean's girlfriend was always fucking somebody. Like no. Up on the top and the bird's nest.
His parents still come around.
Oh, they were they were there all the time. Everybody, just losers.
They were fucking.
Dean's 15s, the Dean 15.
Yeah.
It was just the biggest losers they'd have around. And then like,
wow. Yeah,
and then we had casino night. We just brought out felt and put it on a table and the bartenders were there and the manager was like, guys, we need drinks. And like two more hands. It was just like we did whatever the fuck we wanted. Mitzi had just left, so there was no like who
no
should
rules.
Run this.
It was a summer camp with no counselors.
Yeah, it was
Whoa.
Just great.
That
it
sounds
great.
So fun.
Yeah, and now it's like people taking pictures.
But the spots weren't as good.
No, they were way better if you're like actually working on your act.
I see.
You can't actually do any new material when you're in between like Fitzsimmons and Rogan.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I was over there and I was like, I can't believe I was seeing Argus Hamilton again recently. And I was like, hasn't he been here since like literally since like the store first got built? I don't understand. How old is he?
How old is he?
He's got to be in his late 80s.
He hasn't really. I don't feel like he hasn't aged.
He doesn't look older. Yeah. He's a ghost.
I've known
him
for 20 something years.
He looks. I actually last time I saw him. His skin looked tighter. I don't know if he's getting Botox.
Tighter.
His skin looked, or he's dying. You know when you die and like everything gets a little. His skin looked tighter and he remembered me. Like my name and everything.
Interesting.
From like years ago.
Interesting.
Argus wants to fuck.
I mean, the guy fucks.
Does he?
Yeah.
Have you seen him fuck?
I've not seen him fuck. But that's another thing we used to do. We used to go try to look at people fucking.
From the belly room back?
Anywhere. If we saw a celebrity go to the back with like a girl, she's like, oh, let me give you a tour of the Comedy Store. It was
the
just
tour,
like
I've
code.
Heard. Listen, I was given a tour and then I turned around and gave a tour. Yeah. The student became the teacher.
My first tour, I was like, gave a tour and then it was like, so what's, and I put, she's like, what? This isn't a tour at all. And she's like, left. I'm like,
ah. You're like, it's supposed to work.
You're obligated contractually.
You came to the show, you fuck me.
Yeah. But whenever we see people go back, they're like, I bet they're fucking. And one time, me and Taylor and one of the bartenders and like, I think two other people were like, let's go see them.
There's like overlooks where you could go and watch.
There's so many weird overlooks.
Well, it's like
there.
There's overlooks.
It's like made to
there's
spy
that.
People
so that's what, yeah, that's what we did first. We went up to the Ciro's like balcony thing first to look in. We're like, okay, they're not in the main room.
Okay.
Right? So now they're either.
Angles of that place.
They're either in the girls' bathroom over there.
Yes.
Or they're in the cover booth area.
Okay.
Or they're behind in the main room, green room, or they're in the bird's nest in the where the cover booth is, where the sound booth is.
Right.
So we looked up for the Sears. They're not in the main room. So that means we have easy access to go into the main area. So we're looking. Nothing.
You're like horny super spies.
We just wanted to see it. We thought it was so cool. You're fucking some chick you met right now.
No, it is awesome.
Sure, but then when you get there, what's the energy while everyone's watching?
They're all just horny hard together.
So if you're in one of the stalls of the girls' bathroom, you can go in a stall nearby and slowly peer over. But you have to be very careful not to be seen.
Sure. And then you just hang out till they're done? Or
no, you just kind of look for a little bit.
Okay. Giggle and then run away.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're like, so, crazy. That's so crazy.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So,
you're like, this is a movie.
Yeah. I'll say this because he won't mind. He won't mind at all. He was in the main room, okay. Right? He was in the main room. And we were like, okay, in the main room, green room, we're like, how do we get in there, though? We've narrowed it down, everything. He's in there. And we're like, we can sort of hear. It was like, how
main room,
we
wanna... Green room is popular for fucking, I've heard.
Yeah. And you get one. Two areas, too.
That's also, yeah, that seems like the hottest place in the
That's where you want to get fucked.
The mirrors in that back green room, that would do it.
Yeah. That would do
that sounds
it.
Like the best
I have fucked back there.
Yeah.
Not a new person, but someone. But like, so we're like, how do we get in? And so David came up with the idea. It's like, why don't we just barge in and act like we didn't know it was there? You know, just like you're just running into the door.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of like slowly creaking it open.
You Kramered
like,
in there?
Yeah. But like, I know you're spying on me.
You scared them?
So he just went right in and he just opens the door and he goes, oh my God. And then like, I'm so sorry. And walked
back
out. Oh my
God, a flash went off.
And then afterwards we're in the lot and David's like, hey, sorry about that, man. And he goes, no, you meant to. And he goes, no, I didn't. He goes, you did. You meant to. It's okay, though. She's pretty hot, though, right? Like, yeah, she's pretty hot.
Yeah, it's hard to act your shock.
Yeah, that's how you know comedians are bad actors.
Yeah. Oh, no sexuals in here?
Sexuals. They were hard already when they barged in.
Oh, we had so much fun.
Oh. I had fun when I first got there. When I first got there... There was no cameras.
No cameras.
And that was fun.
I found out about
that. The whole world was probably more fun.
You found
cameras.
Out the hard way?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Chris Black manager was like, it was Katie. He was like, Katie, huh? I was like, Katie, huh? What? And he goes, fucking. And I'm like, no. Because I'm old school. You still say that.
Yeah.
And
the good
and
old
he goes,
days.
Yes, yes. I'm like, what are you talking about? Is it cameras? I'm like, not in the belly room. And he goes, yeah. I'm like, the lights were off. It's like, nah, we have the whatever.
Heat sensing cameras. Uh-huh.
No. And I'm like, no. And they're just watching me fuck her on loop. Just like watching it. And then as we're fucking on the where the wave used to sit.
Not where the wave. That's why it's wet over there. Okay.
And as we're fucking, I think she's riding me backwards or something like that. From where the judges sit, just from the shadows, you couldn't really see. Just slowly appeared Robert William Abravanel. Just like.
No.
Nothing, and then just like.
He is the true ghost of the Comedy Store.
Yeah, and then he would just pipe back out. Oh, yeah, it was
that's
wild.
Scary. Can I tell you so this guy, Robert William...
Abravanel,
he was a comic?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. I don't know if he was always crazy and then comics or comic first, then crazy.
Same thing.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's
full schizophrenia.
Yeah, full schizophrenia. He's... crazy looking. He wears this green suit, and it's like not like garden green. It's like a mint green almost.
It
like
is now. Neon. It used to be a darker green. It used to be
that's
more
how
olive.
Long he's been
yeah,
wearing.
Yeah, he got a new one. No, he got a new one. I don't know how he got a
He couldn't
green.
Find the same one. That was probably upsetting. That was a bad day for him.
Is my dog out there?
I'm sure she's fine. They're taking care of her.
Justin Silver's
here.
Out there jacking her off.
Justin says.
So he wears it. So the first time I hung out at the Comedy Store late night.
Bags. Like plastic shopping bags in his, as a scarf.
He does?
Yeah, a bunch of plastic shopping
bags.
That
sounds like
that.
A hazard.
Yeah, but it wasn't so that for warmth, it was to keep like electromagnetic waves off him. Like he was.
He's Sam Tripoli in 10 years.
So sweaty,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, there she is.
Okay.
Okay. He's so excited.
He said, I've been doing a good job training her.
But the first time I hung out really late night at the store, it was like in the green room when there was like a piano. Remember when there's a piano on the stage? They used to keep it in the main room?
Yeah.
Are they?
Thank you.
It's about time we got our
I can't actually believe this is the time you just got the coffee.
The guy literally, I was like, Ashley, don't worry. But he goes, it'll take me literally 1 second. I made a mental note of it because the literally was odd. And it's been... Not 1 second. I was like, maybe that means 30 seconds. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt.
It's a Gas Digital
it's
1 second.
15, it's been 15 minutes. Yeah, it's a Luis Gomez. I'm almost there, which means he's getting in his car in New Jersey.
Yeah, yeah. He's flying from another state.
Just wait. Hold for me.
Yeah, I came in yesterday to do Real Ass Podcast. I wasn't even booked. I've had it in my calendar. So early I've confirmed. I've texted Brooklyn. Him. I woke up at like 7 a.m. to make it on time.
It's the best when you show up to a gig or a podcast, something like, and you just see the look in their face like
oh, I saw it in everyone's faces when they all wouldn't look at me and they were looking at their computer too hard. And I was like kind of like getting ready, making a coffee.
I was booked.
Yeah. But yeah, the first time I hung out really late in the main room, we were back there and they were telling ghost stories all night. And the ghost stories at the store are fucking scary. Like if you've heard some of them, they're fucking, you've heard them. They're weird. They're scary.
A lot of Kinnison stories.
Yeah, really scary shit.
A lot of dead baby stories. Well, am I crazy?
It used to be an abortatorium.
Yeah. That's so interesting.
There was one story they said of a girl that...
By the way, a really big building for that. I've never been to such a huge abortion clinic.
People they got numbers.
Well, I thought
apparently. They were really whipping them out.
I thought so the abortion clinic was next door or something.
I don't know.
I don't know what it was. Anyways.
People would get murdered there.
Murders. Sure. The first time I got my tour through the Comedy Store, they told me about there was like a hole above Mitzi's office.
Who took your tour?
I cannot say.
Okay.
Yeah. But you know him.
Nice.
Yeah. There's like a hole above Mitzi's door and they're like, oh yeah, they used to put the barrel of the gun there and just like shoot the people at the top of the steps. And I'm like, that's insane. This is where they would put like whoever, like there was
these monsters
or
what? Kill that guy.
No, there was like a hole above the door and they'd set to put the barrel there. And then when a person would knock, if they already knew they were going to kill them, they'd just shoot them in the head right at the door.
Oh my gosh.
And this is when this place was door. What? Hold on, I'm confused.
The Comedy Store used to be a
Ciro's.
Ciro's used to be where like all the mobsters used to hang out.
That's like Sinatra play like, there. It was just like the place. I met a lady there when I was working the back door. She was like 85 years old. She came in. She's like, I was here when it was Ciro's. I was like, when was that? She goes, I was 17.
Wow.
Yeah, we snuck in. They let us in because I was cute.
That's kind of cool.
It
was very cool. I also did a commercial with a chick who was like super old.
Yeah.
She was like playing this laughing grandma. And she was like, I fucked Bob Hope.
Whoa. Airport?
I like the way you stay proud of your celebrity fuck for fucking 25 years.
Yeah.
Old woman and you're still bragging about it. It makes sense.
I'll brag about a few till I die.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's crazy. But yeah, the first time I thought I saw a ghost there was after a full night of ghost stories. And then I went to the bathroom in the main room, green room, and nobody was in there. All the lights were off in the main room. It's so scary when you're walking
through
there alone.
It's very dark.
It's very dark. It's a huge empty room full of ghosts.
It's also a room that you're used to seeing full and full of laughter. Right. So when it's completely silent and empty, it's like the energy is so different.
It's like the New York City streets. Yes. At 3 a.m. sometimes, like, fuck, what the fuck?
It's a horror film.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I go pee. And I come out of the bathroom where there's just one stall and the other stall is a shower.
Oh, yeah. I've used that.
Yeah. And I come out and I'm washing my hands and I see him in the stall in the shower. It's like 3 a.m. I just see green.
He's masturbating with
the shower. I've never seen this man in my life and he opens the door and I literally thought it was one of the ghosts they were talking about that night. And that was the first time I ever saw him.
Wow.
He's scary.
Oh, really?
Yes. He came out of the bathroom and he listened to me pee the whole time. So he just sneaks in on you fucking me peeing.
He just appears.
He's a pervert.
Yeah. Well, he gets a little bit, but he also goes away from everybody, bothers him. So he just like finds crevices and stuff and then like stuff appears.
Does he live there?
I think they try to kick him out sometimes.
Boone.
But like he tries to stay in.
Remember Boone Shakalaka?
I heard he died.
I heard he died too.
That one really bothered me.
That's really sad.
More than like even some people I've known.
Yeah.
Who was this?
Boone Shakalaka is a, how would you describe Boone? I'm sure I have a picture of him.
He's like an early, like, queer homeless.
Early, like one of the first to ever do it.
Like in Madonna's time.
Before it was popular.
Right.
Yeah.
Before it was cool to be queer homeless.
Right.
Yeah, everybody talks about trans now, but I always remember working, it was like when I was 16, I worked for a law firm, and this guy, Sky was his name, was a pre-op British trans woman on the inside, working there. And I'm like, in a time like that.
He also had Dogecoin. You're like, man, this guy.
Like, we don't even know what the internet is. How are you this far ahead of the game?
Damn. Is that Boone Shakalaka? Was he? Whoa.
I did a sketch with him once, and he had to fake blow me. Wow, look at this.
This
He's
is crazy to see. I've never seen him look this young.
Dude, he would come out when I was hosting the potluck, the open mic.
There he
that's
is.
More
hit. That's Boone.
And it would be so bad. It was the worst. Any homeless person can sign up. And it was hard. You had to keep getting the energy back. 3 minutes. Oh, they bomb. You have to do something in between to get the crowd going again. and I could always count on Boone. You need one guy to do well. He'd come out with a bucket in his head, wearing a Tina Turner dress, and he would just dance for
what's
a while.
What's white in 8 inches? Not a damn thing.
Damn thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's the best. The best. And then he would also, you also
hated
got
Tony Hinchcliffe, so you guys had that in common.
I love Tony. Stop. Don't pin us against each other because we're both women. No, I love Tony. He also had the best shit. He had the best shit.
What do you mean?
I don't know where he got but he would sell you laptops, lava lamps, a Chromebook.
Just general shit. Yeah.
So
half my wardrobe.
He would just sell stuff. Almost always $1.
$1.
Occasionally, it would be up to $5. Like an old iPod.
So
it'd be
he
like
sold
$5.
It.
We don't know for sure.
No,
but
do you, we always said no.
Laptops.
Yeah, no, it was pretty sure. Yeah, but he would just get stuff. So sometimes he'd be like, "Hey, I got a bunch of Judaica. Would you be interested in that?" And I'm like, "And you're looking at all this stuff suddenly came into his like," and I'm like, "Oh, you just robbed a Jewish bookstore,
right?
Like that's the only way you get all this."
Yeah.
But then he'd be like, "You like books?" Because I'm like, "Yeah, some." And he'd be like, "You want this book?" And he'd be like, "Some guidebook to Paris." And I'm like, "No." And he's like, "What kind of books you like?" I'm like. And I would just like play the game. I was like fiction, modern American literature and such, you know, having a good time. And then 2 days later, it'd show up with a bunch of Faulkner and Hemingway.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, he was good. He was like the TikTok algorithm.
He was
algorithm.
A go-getter.
If he knew you liked one thing, like I think I bought just a shirt to be nice one time, and it was like a Michigan by the sea shirt. And then he just started bringing me Michigan shirts.
Michigan, because he's like, she must like
she
that.
She loves Michigan. He was a businessman through and through.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And he had and he was gay, and he had crushes on people. He loved comics. There was like a few.
Love Bilac.
Jason, Tebow.
Love Tebow.
Love Tebow.
But Tebow was
Edgar,
more like
Matt Edgar.
Matt Edgar, he had a crush on. And yeah. Tony hated.
Tony Click Clack.
Tony Click Clack.
He would talk about Tony Click Clack.
That motherfucker. Oh, don't come here talking about Tony Click Clack.
He would say it to his face, and Tony would be like, yeah, Boone. It was like.
I found out his real name because we did a sketch. And I was like, dude, it's a Comedy Central like webisode sketch. And they're going to pay all the actors $100, which to a homeless guy is.
$1,000.
It's $1 billion.
Yeah.
It's about $1 billion. Yeah, it's Rogan money. He suddenly had Rogan money.
And he's like, eating elk.
Yeah. And I was like, but dude, you got to fill out a W-9. He goes, what's that mean? I'm like, it's a W-9. It's a form you got to fill out. And we need your license or something. And he goes, well, I go get it from my storage unit. So we had a storage unit in like Arcadia or something. And he brought me an expired Xeroxed, license on lined paper.
Just a copy of a license.
He was like, oh, I have a piece of paper, and he just put that in the machine, I guess. And it was Floyd Cornelius. And so one time, I didn't mention it to anybody, and then one time.
Wait, Floyd Cornelius?
Floyd Cornelius the third.
It's a great name, by the way.
Yeah.
It's a better name than Boone.
I mean, it's easier to remember Boone.
Yeah. But I asked him once, and I was like, I remember springing it on. I was like, hey, Floyd. He was like,
oh.
Like, wouldn't do anything. And then I was like, Floyd, why'd you change your name to Boone Shakalaka? And he just looked at me and he's like, can I take a bath at your house?
No.
He saw an inn. He wanted a bath.
You knew his name and now he was like, you owe me something for this information.
He just saw an inn. He's like, you're being nice. Let me get what I need.
I'm sad. I hope he's not dead. People are just think he's dead. I don't think anyone's confirmed.
He hasn't been around.
I know, but maybe he's taking a break. Maybe he was a very sick homeless gay man who made it through COVID.
Yeah. We had a trial once where he allegedly gave another potlucker a cheeseburger.
Okay.
Or that guy gave him a cheeseburger. We didn't know, but we tried to do it through a
That's
trial.
That's a funny mystery at the store. Yeah. Who gave who the cheeseburger, okay?
To let Boone blow him.
A cheeseburger for a blowjob.
Yeah, and I think Boone gave him the cheeseburger.
Today for a blowjob tomorrow, that kind of thing.
Yeah, but it was today for a blowjob today.
Okay. Fresh burger, fresh blowy.
Yeah, yeah. And then the guy didn't, he didn't want to admit it because he was like hetero.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't like, he must have tuned into some Boone femininity.
Okay.
He was ahead of his time. And yeah, we had a whole trial. I was the other attorney.
Did he blow
prosecuting.
Him?
Oh, for sure.
In front of you guys?
No. Oh. It was before.
No.
So who do you think gave who the burger?
I think Boone gave the guy a burger to allow Boone the honor of blowing him.
And mm-hmm. The guy was just really hungry?
He was a homeless-y ding-dong show. I think he was too wild for the ding-dong show. I think it was one of those where it's like, but even Don's like, I can't control this guy. He's kind of dangerous. He's got to be out of here.
Oh, I see. The ding-dong show is. Have you ever heard of that?
Mm-mm.
The Comedy Store's got a lot of things going on.
It's a good holdover from before, the ding-dong show. from before got like this what Eleanor calls the credit store now, where it's all just like, it's just the lineups are just too sick. They're $300 shows for $20. It's just like, it's stupid.
Yeah.
But in the holdover days, you know, when Roast Battle started and then just like, and the homelessy people were there, people should have been failed out a long time ago. She just wasn't around to tell people like, oh, you suck.
Mm-hmm.
The Ding Dong Show started and it was a bunch of like delusional, semi-homeless people that thought they could be stars.
That sounds great.
It was great. And Don is just a great ringmaster.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they loved him.
And
they wanted his approval in a way you want God's approval.
Yes.
Wow. I love that concept.
It's kind of Gas Digital energy, to be honest.
It is.
Very Gas Digital energy.
Yeah,
this whole thing is a Ding Dong Show, sweetie.
That woman.
Pit them against each other.
They get their interns for blowing themselves here.
There was this woman named Brenda, I think, who we used to have on Legion of Skanks at the Creek, who was...
The porn lady.
This lady was
her porns were brutal. She would be bleeding and shit in them.
She was like 60. Oh,
out of what? The mouth?
No, out of her pussy.
She was definitely mentally ill, and we had so much fun with her on the show. She was awesome.
It's so mean.
The retards. It was the radio retards. You can't really do it as much anymore, but they really are. Like, this is a schizophrenic person. Let's have some fun with them.
Howard Stern started that, right? Mm-hmm.
We didn't own it. Yo, he started it for sure. That was one of his good things.
Didn't he have like... my allergies are kicking in. Sorry. Beetlejuice or something. Beetlejuice.
He had a lot. Super weirdos. We convinced Patty. What was her name? Does anybody know something? Patty?
Hey, guys. I want to take another second to talk about one of our very special sponsors. This one is for adults over the age of 21 who live in states where Delta 8 is legal. Do you want to get high? And I'm talking really super duper high. I want you guys all to get high for me right now, honestly. So it's time to go to yoDelta.com where you could stock up on high-quality, lab-tested Delta 8. They sent us vapes. They sent us gummies. I used to take them, but, you know, I got to take a little bit of a break from the Delta 8 just for my baby's sake. I'll tell you right now, if I wasn't pregnant, I'd be high on Delta 8 24/7. So please do what I can't in the time period that I can't do it and get yourself fucking high in my name, in my honor. Right now, if you're over the age of 21 and living in the majority of states where this is legal, you could go to yoDelta.com and stock up on Delta 8. And you might be wondering, what is Delta 8? Well, if you have listened to this show for long enough, you'll know that it's something found in hemp that could legally be shipped to various states. And the best part, it gets you high. At yoDelta.com, you can find a mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stoned needs. I could tell you that Delta 8 works and these products should be taken responsibly, which is why I'm not taking any at all right now. But yeah, one more time. That's yoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network. And if you use the promo code GAS, G-A-S, you're going to get 25% off your order. I spell that promo code every week just in case any of you are absolutely just daft. Like, if you need me to spell GAS for you, if you're one of those people who hangs on for when I say G-A-S, good luck, buddy. That's all I gotta say. Anyways, 25% off, promo code GAS, yoDelta.com. What could go wrong? Do it. All right, let's get back to the show.
Stalker Patty? Something Patty. We just convinced her we had given her a weed breast strip, and it was just a regular breast strip.
Oh, that's fun.
And we convinced her it was.
Was it long before the days a weed breath strip would even be a thing?
It was a thing, but we were talking about it with Rogan was on there, and then she was like, I like one of those. And we're like, well, we gave you one. That was that, and we just gave her a regular breast strip, and she just started like
flipping out. She went out of her mind. I love it. Wow.
I think I had my dick out. She's like, that thing is there.
She's like, I do have the munchies.
What are you talking about? I need a light snack for sure.
Oh, man. Yeah, it was really great. Super fun.
It was a great time. Why did she just distract you? It's like she just came, Weinchenk, to like wave at you to distract you away from this podcast.
I know. Why did she do that?
She's
catty. Why did she come over?
Girls are catty.
Look at her. She winked at me.
Yeah.
Very sexual.
You know what's happening out there? Justin is sexually harassing her.
She's trying to get away from him.
Give me some help.
I think it's possible.
She's like, you need me to tag team in? You come out here.
Hey, what you said might happen is happening.
He's got her on a leash. It's been crazy. It's so different now. It's different.
I just don't.
Now.
It's fine. It's just not. Duncan asked me once. He was like, "Why are you only getting 12:45 spots? I was already like,
I'm not famous on TikTok.
And I was like, what do you think? And he goes, do you like performing for drunk cowboys? And I'm like, yeah, that's what the store was. It was a battle every time.
Yeah.
And now it's just like fucking parade of success. And it's like, it's dumb. It's not a workout. I'm there for a workout. I'm there to test my shit. And everyone's like, we know this guy. We know that guy. We know this one.
Yeah.
When you opened for me and Jay in Las Vegas at Wise Guys, you got a pop. They knew you. It was a famous pop.
Yeah.
And that's fun for sure, certain moments, but that's not supposed to be a workout. That's a paid $40 ticket.
Yeah.
But like for workouts, you can't have that.
No.
You have no chance of failing.
Because it stops being, even though it's comedy, it stops being like real comedy.
Yeah.
It starts being for like the ego and not the jokes.
Yeah.
It starts becoming like this different thing.
It's lame. And you can't try a new joke because everyone's watching you, judging you.
Now you can't get a blowjob on stage from a random person in the audience. That was real comedy.
I've done that.
I need a tissue. Can I have a tissue, Mike?
Have you really done that?
Yeah. We had a big dick contest.
Wow.
And me and Madonia, we had to see who had the bigger stick. And Don had a porn star on the stage at the time. She was going to have the biggest dick with her boyfriend or the guy she was on a date with. And father your child. And
baby daddy making an appearance.
And the boyfriend suddenly was like, it was going to be Madonia versus the boyfriend. And then he suddenly got real, like, oh, I'm dating a porn. This is all like a real thing. She's naked on stage.
Uh-oh. It got a bit, when a bit goes too far. It's like when you're in a threesome and then you realize you don't actually want to do it.
It's too late.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the black guy's like, I'm already here. So it's happening.
And he's strong.
Yeah.
He's strong and he's angry.
And the husband's like, I don't know. It's like, well, wait outside then, dear.
Yeah. Yeah, my dick's hard already. It's way too late.
So he was like, I think I want to be out of here. And then he was like, well, who will fill in for this big dick? And then the whole crowd just turned and looked at me because it's like, you know, that's my vibe. I would always have it out. It was a better time. We'd have this thing called cockings we would do.
That sounds so gay.
Yeah. So what we would do is, I'm going to go over to you to show you this. But I would just like...
By the way, that's why he couldn't make it Sunday.
We would distract people. Like you'd be Ingram. And then you would distract somebody.
Okay.
So like... You pretend you're Ingram. Distract her to look over there.
Look, there's not a cock.
No, right. She's Ingram. You're
okay.
You're
the...
Oh,
all right. Kimmy, look, something insane,
wow.
Crazy.
What could it be?
No.
What could it be? I fully thought it was going to be his real cock, and I was like, it's wider than I thought.
And it would just, you just put your cock on someone's arm or their skin, and they're like, look, like, what is that? And they're like, and the whole world is destroyed. We didn't do it to women, obviously, because it's like, that was still a little molesty.
Men jump at dicks like girls jump at bugs.
Yeah. That is fun.
It was so fun.
That was so fun.
And Brody was like, dude, I was molested. You cannot do that to me. And I'm like, for sure I'm going to be doing that.
For sure. Now it's going in your mouth.
You're about to get molested again.
That's the way I got Brody, actually, is I did, he wouldn't come near me when that was happening. And, so I did a set and I was bringing him up. Comedy Story, there's no MCs. You just bring it up.
Which, when you say this, when it was happening, it's like a period of time?
Oh, it was about 2 years.
Okay.
Yeah, 2 years of the cockings. It was great. But also the distraction would be like, what does that billboard say? Like across the street, it'd be a giant billboard. They're like, it says Lifetime? Can you not read 80-foot letters? And you're like, why are you asking that? And then slap.
Oh, not a dick when it's unexpected. And it feels more gummy when you don't know it's coming.
It's gummy. It's soft.
It's soft. Yeah. It's gummy.
Yeah.
You think it might be a pet at first. Oh, yeah, someone's like, hamster.
You're like, what's so warm on me?
Yeah.
Like the temperature trips you up.
Yeah.
It took a moment from when they saw it to when they internalized what it was.
Mm-hmm. That's the fun part for you guys.
That's the moment.
You ever drink like lemonade, but you think it's Coca-Cola and you forgot?
Yeah.
And it's like, mm-hmm. Oh, right.
Lemonade's the worst is drinking water when you think it's a drink.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like just nothing.
The blandest. Bland.
Oof.
Yeah. So, so to get Brody, I was bringing him up. So before my set, I made sure I saw the lineup. I made sure to get to wear like a really long t-shirt. And I just had my cock out the whole time. And then just the shirt was down over it. It was like halfway down my thigh.
You were like wearing like a dad t-shirt with just the tip of the cock out?
Well, nothing. But then anytime I did an act on stage, I couldn't lift my arms up too much because I would make the shirt go up.
Yeah,
I'd have to be like, yay.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Half once. And then I brought up Brody and he was just like, please welcome Brody Stevens. And I shook his hand and I just brought it in and just touched my dick. And he, I mean, for 14 and a half minutes of his 15 minutes, just screaming about it.
No. Yeah. He was pissed.
Yeah, that's why he killed himself.
You heard it here. Ari Shaffir made Brody Stevens kill himself.
Fucking
clip that.
Clip that.
That'll beat Norman. <Clip it.
laughs> I guided him. So anyway, so we had cocks out all the time. Wait, what was I talking about?
Cocks out all the time. You were giving tours. You're fucking chicks.
Damn,
you're rock stars.
Why did I mention the cockings? Oh, okay, right. So that's why everybody looked at me. Like, let's do the fucking Ari will do the big
contest.
Dick contest.
Okay. Yeah.
So I'm like, sure.
Dick measuring contest.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And they were like, well, how are we going to judge to see if, like, Madonia or me has the bigger dick? And they're like, well, they have to get hard. And I was like, I think it was me. It was like, how are we going to get hard? And the porn star was like, I'll do it. And we're like, oh, right. And she's like, how will we judge who's got the bigger dick?
Of course you'll do it.
She goes, I'll judge with my mouth. And we're like, yeah, of course. And I mean, there's like
this lady
five
had great
audience members and 20 comedians screaming and like, it's the wildest fucking show.
I feel like this
show.
Was when I was there, but I missed it.
Crazy to get a blowjob in front of all those people. That's wild.
With Tripoli.
How'd you even get hard?
Did not.
Yeah, that seems like.
I got like a 10% extension. Okay. With Tripoli on the god mic from the piano where they introduce people, just doing play-by-play. And Ari's got his dick out, and it's in the mouth, and now it's back out of the mouth, now it's back in the mouth. So I'm like, I'm laughing. I'm aware of the situation. You'd have to be a real rapist to get hard in that moment.
Yeah, did be a fucking pervert,
Madonna
dude. I don't know what to say.
Madonna did not either. I got her a little bit, and she was like, okay, got it. Next.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's a down-ass bitch.
She was great.
She was great. And that's what men always say about slutty. That's exactly how you know if you're a really big slut. Men, the way they will describe you is, she was great.
She was great. Yeah. Those words,
that's like the sluttiest thing you could say about a woman. She's great.
What's that LCD Sound System songs? When all the great ones are gone? When all the something were gone?
I don't know. Is it about whores?
It's about that. Yeah. And God, she was fucking awesome. I asked her when she was like, I'm a porn star. I was like, how many films have you done? She's like, 17. I was like, oh, that's
what?
A lot. And she goes, it's actually not very many.
No.
I was like, I realize now that's like 3 weeks.
No. Oh, God. I feel like, I hate to say this, I feel like you need Yom Kippur.
I need a good Yom Kippur.
I know you, in the beginning of the pod, you said you were ahead.
Yeah.
Someone might need to turn their phone off and not eat tomorrow.
Somebody's got 14 minutes before they got to start fasting.
Is it tonight? It starts tonight.
It starts tonight.
It's already, it's an hour before sunset. It might already be time.
Yeah. It's time. It's also time to end the podcast.
Here's when I realized I was the worst Jew, is that Yom Kippur started and I already had food in my mouth. Like, I was already 20-something at the moment of 0.0 seconds.
Hilarious.
Well, guys, we got to wrap it up. But make sure to check out Kim and New Mitzi on their podcast, Broad Topics, every Tuesday, right here on GasDigital.com and their own website, YouTube.com.
There it is. You know it. Do you want to? Where can people find you, Ari Shaffir?
They can. I have a podcast called Ari Shaffir Skeptic Tank. I'll have a special out soon called Jew, where you can hear more about Yom Kippur.
How do you spell that?
J E W. And I'll be at Skankfest, as will you.
Hell yeah.
Fuck yeah.
No dosings this year.
You sober at Skankfest?
No dosing.
I'm sober at Skankfest.
Hell yeah, lady.
Hell
That's
yeah.
Us. That's us. It's going to be so lame.
It'll be fun.
Way? Tell me what way.
We'll have a good time. Our hearts will be filled with the joy of being around people who we like.
We'll get some breakfasts.
We will get food. We'll eat.
You can just secretly get fucked up and say you're sober all October.
Yeah. I honestly thought of doing that, but then I decided to actually, it's like to do lame. It. My competitive nature is like, you can't cheat. The first time we were supposed to do running.
Yeah.
And see how much like cardio we could do. I fully...
Live.
Worked it out with Michelle Wolf. I was like, will you just, you run 10 miles a day. Will you just do it? She goes, 1,000% I'll do it. And then right beforehand, I was like, no, I should do this myself.
I feel that way sometimes. We're like, you should just cheat. And you're like, no, I can't.
I know.
I can't. I'm not naturally a cheater. It doesn't feel good. Yeah. I like the competition. I agree. All right, Alex, where can people find you?
You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at @IamAlexGarr. And if you like this show, use the promo code TOPICS, TOPIX, at GasDigitalNetwork.com. Or use promo code Ari. It'll get you a longer trial.
Yeah, you get a longer trial and it's 25 cents off or an extra 2 days.
Whoa.
Go do that. However you're going to subscribe, just go subscribe. You get every episode of every show on the network, plus bonus content, live chat, and more. It's totally worth it.
Will your baby shower be on there, or your fucking birth?
Her registry.
I'm going to put
my registry out there for everybody.
Really?
I told her she should do a live podcast of our podcast for her birth.
She thinks I should birth in front of a camera. I don't feel like I want anybody looking at me in the most vulnerable moment of my life. But
can I tell you, and maybe Harrington should get involved with us here. There's a few cool ways to fuck. You know, it's if you have just the quiet like this, it's like, you know, that's not baller sex. That's just sex. And then if someone's like, stick in my fucking ass, that's a step up.
Right. Yeah.
The most baller way to fuck is, and Harrington, I hope you're listening, while she's giving birth, you're fucking it back in. To let the kid know who's the boss. And no matter what, she's not just a mom, she's a fucking fuck toy. And you want her to remember that for the rest of her life.
All right.
Thank you so much
for coming in, Ari. You guys can follow me on Twitter at Kimberly Kong.
Fuck it in, Harrington. Fuck it in.
You know, let's just end the pod there.
It'll come out eventually.
This bitch podcast with Sarah Weinchenk. Make sure you check that out. Really funny. Make sure you subscribe to Broad Topics. Thank you for coming in, Ari. You're the best.
Thanks,
Ari. You're welcome. Fuck Mark Norman.
Bye, guys.
Bye.